Good morning, beloved ones.
Turn to someone and tell them, I am prosperous beyond measure.
I am prosperous beyond measure.
I'm so prosperous, you can't even measure it. That's how good it is. Yeah. Beyond measure. So we're going to continue this morning with our series on building a prosperity consciousness. Because if there's one thing that we want and one thing that we must have, it is consciousness. Because that's the key to life. Life in God, it's the key to the full power and presence of God in action, in expression, in manifestation. Consciousness is key. So turn to somebody and tell them, consciousness is key. Consciousness is key. Consciousness is key. So if you get nothing else out of this service, I want you to go away with this one thought. That what? Consciousness is key. It is key. Now you've had church, you can all go home if you want to. But even though that is true, because if you understand the fullness of that thought, consciousness is key. Because all there is really is God, right? And God is the fullness of all that is. And when you are aware of that, and by aware I mean one with it in consciousness, that becomes your experience. And you need nothing else. But we're going to continue nonetheless. We're going to continue with this whole concept of building a prosperity consciousness. Because, you know, everybody wants prosperity, or most people want prosperity. Even though the truth of the matter is what everyone really wants at a soul level, what we really want as a soul level is God. Although we may not be aware of that. But what we want, what the soul desires really is that God consciousness. We want to experience a realization of God so that we're walking and talking and having the experience of the divine right with us. With every breath we take, every decision, every thought, it is a God thought. It is a God decision, right? So the soul really does desire to have this realization of its oneness with the divine, with its source, coming into union with its source. And for some, you know, God realization may be too deep. It may be too much as a starting point, right? And so I thought, well, since prosperity is the fullness of God's love, it is the fullness of God's good, it is the fulfillment of God, it is the abundance of God in action, then why not start there, right? Because that's a place where, you know, we can bring the layperson, not all you metaphysicians, But this is where a good starting point where we can bring people into the understanding, a deeper understanding of what true prosperity is all about. And so we'll start with prosperity, building that consciousness, because it's something that everybody can relate to, right? Everybody really can relate to it because everybody desires it. And if it's prosperity that brings a person to God, then so be it, you know? Some people think I'm looking for more money. You're looking for God, but I'm not going to tell them that at the beginning. Sometimes you gotta get him in the back door. But that's fine. So we will start with, because it's all consciousness. And whether it's prosperity consciousness, health consciousness, or relationship consciousness, oneness consciousness, that's fine. But we're gonna start with the prosperity consciousness. These are just aspects of consciousness. All right? So we've been using and we'll be using Eric Butterworth's book, Spiritual Economics, and we'll be using Charles Fillmore's book on prosperity as our text for really kind of understanding this consciousness. And I understand that the books are in the bookstore, so that's great. If you want to bring them to church with you, okay, fine, along with your Bibles, but these books are what we're going to work with for our series. Now, so let's kind of recap of what we talked about last week so we can be clear. You know, sometimes I'm in a teaching mode. This is what Spirit told me to teach. You know, and Spirit told me to bring, because we were going to do, like I told you, a capital campaign. And Spirit said, you better raise that consciousness first. So it's like, okay. So this is what we're doing. I'm being obedient. You hear what I'm saying? Being obedient. So true prosperity is not about money. And as true students, we know that. It's not about money, although there is nothing wrong with having money or money in itself, right? Because it's just simply a divine flow or a flow of divine currency. Money is currency. That's what we call it, right? Currency. It's simply the divine flow of currency in the form of an idea, an item that's used for exchange. But we'll talk more about that later on in the series. But I wanted to just make sure that we're clear. We're not just talking about the physical manifestation of money, although there's nothing wrong with that, and that will happen and that will come. So true prosperity, true wealth or affluence, as we said last week, is all about being in the flow. See, it's the currency, being in the flow of God's abundance and of God's sense of well-being and oneness and wholeness and good. It's not about the accumulation of things, but it's about the idea in back of all things. See, that's what it's about. It's about the energy and the spirit that lies underneath all things, because that's what we want, and that is what God gives us. In fact, this energy and this divine, I call it the divine stuff of God, this divine energy and the stuff of God that lies in back of everything, even behind the idea of the thing itself, is called substance. Substance. That which stands under sub and stance. So that which stands under everything is God, is the divine. In this, but we call this substance an energy, a sort of invisible creative force or energy that's called substance, the stuff. Now, this divine stuff is all around us, like the air that we breathe. Take a deep breath right now. You just breathed in some divine substance, right? It's so substance is like the air that we breathe. It's not visible, but it gives life, right? Nonetheless, you can't see the air, the breath, but it's giving you life to the body, is it not? Yes, it's feeding you, filling you up with life. That's substance as well. So this creative essence, the creative energy and foundation of everything that is also all around us. This substance is also all around us, and it is invisible, but yet it is filled with life energy. It is filled with creative energy. You can't see it, touch it, whatever, but the substance is the creative force and energy out of which all things come. So the question then becomes, how do we get this substance, this divine stuff of God, to manifest in form, right? How do we get it to sort of show up? Maybe even as something that we might desire. How do we get it to move from the invisible into visibility, into manifestation? So I thought I'd start with what Mr. Fillmore says about this. So I'm reading from Prosperity. And he says this, inexhaustible mind substance, so that's a key, that is what? It's inexhaustible. Not only is it everywhere around us, it's inexhaustible. It's infinite. Goes on. So this inexhaustible mind substance is available at all times and in all places to those who have learned to lay hold of it in consciousness. So it's all around, but here's some key words. You got to what? Lay hold of it in consciousness. You got to know how to do that. He says the simplest, shortest and most direct way of doing this was explained when Jesus said, "Whosoever shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that what he saith come to pass, he shall have it." When we know that certain potent ideas exist in the invisible mind expressions, named by science both ether and space. So ether is also this stuff. They call substance ether. You know, it's the stuff. and that we've been provided with the mind to lay hold of them, it is then easy to put the law into action through thought and word and deed. Then he goes on to say, the spiritual substance from which comes all visible wealth is never depleted. It is right with you all the time and responds to your faith in it. So you need some what? Some faith. And your demand upon it. So not only you got to have some faith, you got to know how to lay hold of it. Some, you got to demand, know how to demand this supply, right? This is a law of supply and what? Demand. And then he says, it's not affected by our ignorant talk of hard times, though we are affected because our thoughts and words govern our demonstration. The unfailing resource is always ready to give. It has no choice in the matter. It must give, for that is its nature. Pour your living words of faith into the omnipresent substance, and you will be prospered, though all the banks in the world close their doors. Turn the great energy of your thinking toward plenty ideas, and you will have plenty regardless of what men are saying or doing. And then this last paragraph on the next page says, substance is first given form in the mind. So it's around us, but it's formed in our what? In our minds. And as it becomes manifest, it goes through a threefold activity. That's going to be key. Later on, we'll hear that. In laying hold of substance in the mind and bringing it into manifestation, we play a most important part. We do it according to our decree. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. From Job. We are always decreeing, sometimes consciously, often unconsciously. And with every thought and word, we are increasing or diminishing the threefold activity of substance. The resulting manifestation conforms to our thought. As he thinketh within himself, so is he. So there's a lot of stuff going on in those three paragraphs that I just read. Lots of elements involved. We start by being able to lay hold of substance in consciousness. And then it said that we've got to somehow be able to utilize our thoughts, our words, and our deeds or our actions. We have to also have some faith or know how to properly utilize faith from a metaphysical perspective. That's needed, and we'll talk about that. It said also that we've got to learn how to make demands upon it. Okay? Not just God, give me, give me, give me, but there's a way in which we bring forth that in. Visible into visibility by understanding the law of supply and demand and how to activate it and use it. And then last but not least, we were told that we have to employ the law of mind in action, or this creative process. He called it the threefold activity, and we call it the creative process or mind, idea, and expression, and we'll talk a little bit about that. So there's a lot going on. So I want to break it all down. Today we're going to start with laying hold of substance in consciousness. Because that simply means that we're going to utilize our thoughts first. Because he said substance is formed first. It's formed and it's invisible and formless. But then when we begin the process of trying to bring it into visibility, we've got to start first forming it in mind. Everything that begins is formed first where? In mind. This. The book, this, it all starts first as what? An idea. Nothing is formed that doesn't start first with a thought or an idea. So this laying hold of substance, we've got to begin it. What it means is that everything will be formed first with a thought in mind first. And then our words and then our deeds come. So for example, we could take one thought or one idea and think about it consistently and consciously and with commitment, right? And not just any old thought, but let's talk about divine ideas. We talked about those last week. So if we're going to start thinking, let's pick a divine idea. because that's powerful and it comes full and complete with everything that we need. So, but the example would be, we could take one of these divine ideas of health or prosperity or peace or joy or love or light or wisdom or whatever it is that you need. The point is to be consistent in thought, word, and deed. The challenge is that oftentimes our thinking isn't clear, right? Our thinking isn't clear all the time, and our speech oftentimes follows the same pattern. For example, we'll pray about something and doubt it all in the same breath. I mean, that's true. We'll pray about it and doubt it all at the same time. Let's not even leave out, you know, our actions or lack thereof. Because if we're honest with ourselves, sometimes lip service is the best we can do. You know, we talk a good game, right? I can talk about it. I'll tell you about it. But I'm not really able to do anything about it. I'm just going to talk about it. And if I talk a good enough game, you'll start to believe me. Right? So you know, or we'll say one thing and do another. So we have to get this in alignment, because all of this, most of the time, happens unconsciously. You know, we don't go around saying, I think I'll be dual-minded today. I think I'll be inconsistent. No, it's all unconscious, basically. And then for the most part, we're kind of left wondering, well, then why haven't things manifested for me? I said this affirmation. I said a prayer. I asked God. It didn't happen. Why is it not happening? Why aren't our prayers being answered? Or why isn't God hearing me? Or is it something that I've done? Or is it something that I'm supposed to do? We get all confused, when the truth of the matter is that this substance, this stuff of God, is at the ready. It is available, Fillmore said, at all times. It's available at all times to us if we know how to avail ourselves to it. See, that's the key. It's available, but how do we avail? You know, the ethers or air can be all around, but if you don't take a deep breath, you're going to be in trouble. And then, well, I need air. Well, breathe. It's available if you know how to avail yourself to, which means that we're going to have to start practice being more conscious. Conscious and deliberate in our thoughts, in our word, and in our deed. Thought, word, and deed. We've got to be more conscious and more deliberate with our thought, our word, and our deed. And here's the kicker. They have to begin to be in sync. You see? To be in alignment. You can't say one thing and think another and do another. You can't do one thing and then feel another and say another and think. You must start moving things into alignment. Sync up thought, word, and deed. So here's a process for you. If we think it, we must believe it. So I'm talking about not just thinking and every thought that goes, but when you're really thinking, you're meditating, contemplating, you know, praying about, using your mind activity. But so if we think it, we must believe it. And if we believe it, we must then say it and decree it and declare it. And if we begin to declare it with unshakable faith, we must then act on it. There's a process. You can't leave one of those steps out. You can't just say, I'm going to think about it and then sit around and wait. And, you know, you got to move. Because to do otherwise is simply to demonstrate lip service. So consciousness building, it takes work. And by work, I mean awareness. Doesn't have to be hard, but you do have to have awareness. So you want to be aware, friends, aware of when you're out of alignment. You want to be aware of when your words don't match your thoughts or vice versa, when your thoughts don't match your words. You want to be aware of when you actually are entertaining opposing thoughts. You know, we have that. I believe here, and being a Libra, sometimes I get caught in the air. Well, this is true, but this is also true. And, you know, and I have all this bad. Or we might have opposites. This is also true. This is the opposite, but that's true too. We start entertaining all the opposite thoughts. Or maybe we'll speak in limited ways, in nullifying ways, in negative ways. We've got to be aware of that. Be aware of when you're stalling in your actions, thought, word, and deed. Maybe you're stalling in your actions, or you're just kind of idling, or you're stuck, or you're stagnant. You're afraid to move or to make a choice or to take some kind of action because you think, well, it might not be the right one. What if it's the wrong one? And so we do nothing. Thought, word, and deed and action must be in alignment, then they start to sync up with one another. So this is some powerful things that we are trying to move through. Since everything begins with thought, building your prosperity consciousness, you can start building your prosperity consciousness by filling your thoughts with thoughts of abundance. So each week I'll be using a powerful affirmation by either Charles Fillmore or Eric Butterworth. And we want to inundate our minds with these thoughts and these affirmations several times a day. You know, there's a reason why metaphysicians use them, not because it just sounds good and fluffy, but because it can actually help to sink down into the subconscious mind where all those contrary thoughts exist. All your fears and your doubts, we've got to unearth them. You got to bring some light down into the dark places, because only the light can what? Eradicate the darkness. And so we affirm, bring that truth into our being, into the subconscious mind. And so each week we're going to have, throughout this series, we're going to have these affirmations and work with them. Inundate the mind with it. Fill your consciousness with this, because this is the process that we are engaged with. It takes time to actually shift your consciousness. It's not overnight. You didn't build your consciousness overnight. You didn't get to, as my stepfather used to say, you didn't, you know, become just who you are overnight. It was little by little, but thought by thought by thought by thought. So to shift it and to change it is going to take a little bit of conscious effort on our part. It takes some time for you to really begin to own the thought as a reality, and to make yourself because if you can't own it as a reality, you're not going to necessarily demonstrate it on a regular basis. You might have some hit and misses, but it won't be that consistent consciousness that you are desiring. So we've got to begin to own this stuff, not just when you come to church here on Sunday. This has to be your practice. It's a spiritual practice, a spiritual discipline. You can't talk prosperity and feel poor. It doesn't work that way. So, and that's okay if you feel poor, but that just is your cue that you would have some work to do. Because you can't talk prosperity and then feel or say, I'm broke. Out of alignment, right? Oh, but that's my reality. Well, if that's your reality, then don't come praying and asking for something else. You've already decreed your reality. I'm broke. Well, then fine. Stay broke, you know. You can't do that because, see, we're talking consciousness. Because if you can feel prosperous without having a penny in your pocket, then you've got something. Then you have something. And you have something because it won't be long before prosperity must show up. Has to show up because you have an understanding that it is all about consciousness, right? You understand that the consciousness for which you desire must come first. If you have a lack consciousness, lack is what you will generate. Eric Butterworth says this in his book, Spiritual Economics. He says, oh, but there's one thing that God cannot do. God cannot supply lack. This is because lack is a state of mind, and the condition cannot be remedied until the state of mind is altered. And then he goes on and said that God can no more do for you than he can do through you. If you're not a clear channel through which his good can come, and you keep blocking with all this lack and fear and doubt, God can't do anything with that. The law must outpicture itself. So the lack, the doubt, the fear, that is what will come forth. So we have to understand that this is some deep things. Now we're gonna talk about lack and debt, a debt consciousness later on in this series. But I want you to keep in some mind some other comments that Eric Butterworth made. And this is in, he says this. Oh, I'll read the whole thing. So God can do no more for you than God can do through you. All the help of God cannot aid you except as it flows through your consciousness, through your faith, through your vision. So before you attempt to raise money, the first step should be to raise consciousness. I love it. And then he goes on to warn us. He says, however, watch your spiritual priorities. Don't go chasing the money. That's an effect. That's a result. That's a byproduct. Don't get it twisted and get it around. He says the goal should not be to make money or acquire things, but to achieve the consciousness through which the substance will flow forth when and as you need it. See, that's what you're getting. When you get the consciousness, the substance is going to flow. And we're going to talk next week about how you shape this substance. But the substance will flow through. Your consciousness is key. Whatever you have by right of consciousness. Affirm, whatever I have, I have by right of consciousness. So either you like it or you don't like it, don't look to me. Right? Whatever you have by right of consciousness. So, if that's true, we're going to work on building our prosperity consciousness. And your assignment is to begin filling your mind with affirmations of prosperity. Because you're not going to believe it at first, but I want you to still do this as a little discipline. And so out this series, you know, each week, whatever I give you, work on that. If you have to commit it to memory, put it on a card, take it with you, recite it 2-3 times. Start building the consciousness around it. Start affirming it. And then the other thing I want you to do is your assignment is to begin to diligently notice every time you think lack or limitation. All right? Every time you say, I can't, I don't know, I'm not sure, I don't have enough. Every time you can notice that, just say, ooh. Lack consciousness, right? So you want to make sure that every time you speak lack, every time you think lack, that you can see it and that you catch yourself. I have to practice this. I'll catch myself saying something, you know, and I go, oh, wait, let me just change that up. Let me just transform that. So your assignment then is to work with the affirmations, and then the denial part is whenever you notice that you're in lack, speaking lack, thinking lack, feeling lack, limitation, negativity, fear, doubt, or any of those other kinds of things, be aware of it. And if you ask your soul to help you see that when you're in that process, you'll begin to do that. And the moment you're in it and you see it, don't beat yourself up and, oh, just say, woo, look at that, and then release it. See it and release it. Release it from consciousness. Recognize when you are out of alignment with the truth. You might even say, that's not the truth. And then you move on. So I'm going to invite you to join us next week as we go deeper into this process of learning how to shape this substance. We know that it is here. And we know that thoughts, word, and deed help bring it into being. But there's also the law of visualization, there's the law of faith. So we're going to take a look at faith and at visualization as a process for working with building our consciousness, our prosperity consciousness. And this can be transferred, this process can be transferred to whatever you need. If you have a health need, the same thing applies. So in the meantime, think it, speak it, and do it. Blessings. Blessings and namaste. Blessings.